Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. You know, we are in the next season. And many times people spend a lot of time raking leaves and busying up, cleaning up their gardens. I decided to take a walk instead. As I took my walk, I began to look up. Although I love kicking leaves and listening to that wonderful rustling sound, I looked up and I noticed green gumballs hanging from the branches of a neighboring gumball tree. Now, many people don't like gumballs. They can be a slipping hazard. This I know for sure. But when I looked up and saw them hanging from the tree, it occurred to me that this is nature after the summer party. You know, you go to a party and you get all glammed up, put on your jewelry and dress up. Well, fall is a time when nature is undressing, preparing for the next. I looked at those gumballs like they were earrings hanging from a beautiful, beautiful canopy, just waiting for the next. I urge and encourage all of you, while we're looking at leaves, busying in our garden, cleaning it up, neatening it up, look up. Look up and notice. Take advantage of a leaf shower, which also happens when the leaves fall all at once, or a wind gust comes along and lifts them up, making them dance in the air on a breeze. Oh, walk through that leaf shower. It is truly a magical experience. That experience has also encouraged me to collect one leaf a day. I notice the leaves sometimes, some leaves are almost obsidian in color. One looked like someone took a paint can and created a beautiful kaleidoscope. The leaf I collected this morning was yellow and green. It was beautiful. I collect these leaves and bring them inside and watch them age slowly. And then, of course, I put them in my compost. My surprise of the day today, as many of you know, I'm in the middle of home renovations, and I had to trim back some camellias. Always think about where you're planting things as you renovate your gardens. This camellia had been in place for at least 17 years. Well, it was sad for me because I looked forward to seeing the bloom from my dining room window. However, when I looked out the window this morning, another camellia that I did not have to prune shared a gift with me, a pink blossom peeking out from the side of my chimney, almost as if to say, "Hey, Terry, sometimes change is good." Are you making changes in your garden? Do you have to prune back something that you really love, but you also know maybe it was the right plant in the wrong place? Something to think about. Fall is a time to change. It's a time when the landscape changes, the lighting changes, and even sometimes we change. Just sharing. Morning Glory,